英検準一級過去6回全問題集 CD3 2017年度第1回実用英語技能検定準一級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますので、よく注意して聞いてください。では始めます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet.On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question,You will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test.
Robin, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in ages.
I just got back yesterday from overseas. I've been working in Stockholm for the past year.
Really? How do you like it there?
To be honest, I'm glad to be back. I enjoyed my job, and the people are very friendly, but the prices are outrageous.
Well, welcome home. Let's get together for a cup of coffee after you've settled back in.
Question: What does Robin say about Stockholm? Number 2.
Mom, have you seen my old jacket? You know, the brown one?
I think I tossed it out when I cleaned out the closet last month.
Aw, man, I can't believe you did that without even asking me.
Sorry, John, but it was pretty worn out, and you have newer ones. There just isn't enough space to keep everything.
Question: Why is John upset?
Number 3. Sean, I'm thinking of making a movie of life around campus. What do you think?
Sounds like fun. Can I give you a hand?
Absolutely. I think I'll need a few people to handle the lighting and things like that.
Lighting? You're really serious about this, aren't you?
I sure am. It'll look great on our resumes, especially if we can get it shown on Open Campus Day next year. You know,To give people an idea of what it's like here.
Then let's try to get some people with experience. We could put up an ad on the student notice board.
Good idea. I'll do that tomorrow. Question: What are these people going to do? Number 4. Good morning. How can I help you?
I'd like to rent a car for 4 days. It's just for around town, so a compact model is fine. But I'd prefer an automatic.
Okay. I'm afraid the last automatic went out about an hour ago.
Oh dear. Will you have one tomorrow?
Let me see. Yes, a 2-door automatic is due back late this evening.
Okay, I'll make do with a manual for now.But I'd like to reserve the other one for tomorrow.
Question: What does the man decide to do?
Number 5.
What's the matter, Peggy? You look tired.
It's this new roommate of mine. Last night, she was up till midnight watching television with the volume turned way up.
Sounds terrible.Didn't you ask her to turn it down?
No. I'm afraid if I complain, she'll want to move out. And I can't afford the rent by myself.
She sounds something like my college roommate. I'll tell you what you need. Earplugs. They work like magic. You can't hear a thing with them in.
Oh, yeah? I'll give that a try.
Question. What will the woman do?
Number 6.
Sir, may I see your driver's license, please?
Of course. Actually, officer, I was only going 35 miles an hour. That's not over the speed limit, is it?
No, but you failed to come to a complete stop at the last intersection. I'll have to write you a ticket.
But I just turned onto this road. I didn't see a stop sign.
You also didn't see the truck that almost hit you when you pulled out.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'll pay more attention next time.
Please do. Here you are.
Question. Why was the man stopped by the police officer?
Number 7.
Jill, did you see our credit card bill? We've got to start cutting our expenses. Let's begin by stopping our newspaper subscription.
We could get our news from the internet, honey, but without the newspaper, we'd end up losing money.
Huh? I don't follow you.
I get most of my supermarket coupons from the paper, and I read about a lot of sales, too. That adds up to quite a bit of savings in our household budget.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Question. What does the woman say about the newspaper subscription? Number 8. What did you think of the movie, Danny?
Considering the great reviews it got, I wasn't that impressed.
Really? I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I suppose it had its moments.
What was the problem then?
I guess I was hoping for too much. The book was really funny, but the movie just didn't live up to it.
Yeah, the books are often better than the movies. Question. What did the man think of the movie?
Number 9.
Now that you've finished your freshman year, Lucas, have you decided on a major?
Yeah, I've decided to focus on art.
Are you sure? What about something more practical, like economics?
But Mom, didn't you study art in college?
Yes, and it limited my career choices.
But I think I'm pretty talented.
I think so too. But it's difficult to make a living from art.
Question. What does the woman think?
Number 10.
Top Prime Cable TV, James speaking.
Hello, my name is Phyllis Travers, account number 634109. I have a question about my bill for October.
Certainly. How can I help?
I've been charged extra for premium channels that I don't subscribe to.
Okay, let me look at your account. I see that you only have our basic plan. We're very sorry about the error. We'll adjust your bill accordingly.
Thank you. I hope this won't happen again next month.
We'll make sure it doesn't, ma'am.
Question. Why did the woman call the cable TV company?
Number 11. Hey, Marty, have you made a decision about quitting your job yet?
No. I'm tired of the office and the commute, so I'd still like to go freelance, but my wife's not convinced.
It's certainly risky. It can take a while to get regular clients.
True, but I think my wife is also concerned about me getting in the way at home.
You could convert part of your garage into a small office.
That's a good idea. It's certainly big enough, and I'd be able to concentrate better there, too.
Question. What do we learn about the man's wife? Number 12.
You look busy, Janice.
Yes, I'm preparing for a public lecture on immigration issues at the college on Thursday.
Considering your knowledge of the subject, that shouldn't be a problem.
Thanks. But you know how I feel about public speaking.
You've done quite a few lectures before, though, right?
Yes, but I still get pretty tense before them.
Well, if it helps, you can practice on me.
That'd be great, thanks. Question. Why is the woman concerned about giving the lecture? Here are the directions for part 2. In this part, you will hear 6 passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by 2 questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin.
Expat employees. Companies often send staff to work at their overseas branches. Known as expats, these employees usually spend a year or longer working in foreign countries where they gain useful skills and experience. According to a survey by Monash University in Australia, 98% of expats said that increasing their future promotion opportunities was the main reason for accepting a position overseas. When expats return home, however, they are more likely to resign from their company than regular employees. A study in 2010 found that a quarter of expats leave their company within 12 months of returning. This likely happens because when expats return, many are given temporary assignments, or they are just put in the same position they had before going abroad. This can be discouraging for them, especially as many had worked as managers overseas.
Questions. Number 13. According to the Monash University survey, why do most expats choose to go abroad? Number 14. What did the 2010 study find about some expats who have returned home? B. Hurricanes and ships. Advances in technology mean that modern ocean-going cargo ships are much better constructed than those of the past. Nevertheless, heavy storms and hurricanes can still be a threat, damaging ships and putting crew and cargo at risk. Although satellite technology does allow captains to take routes that avoid hurricanes, taking such detours can cause big delays. In the competitive shipping world, schedules are very tight, and any delay could mean a loss of profit. As a result, captains are frequently under pressure to keep sailing, even in hurricanes. Sometimes, however, being at sea can actually be safer for ships than being in port. When hurricanes approach, some ports decide to order cargo ships out into the open ocean. This is because there is a danger that wind and waves will throw ships against the dock, causing severe damage.
Questions. Number 15. What is one difficulty cargo ship captains often face? Number 16. What do some ports do when hurricanes are approaching? C. Laura Secord. Laura Secord is a famous figure in Canada. During the War of 1812, in which Canada and Britain fought against the United States, American soldiers invaded Canada. A group of American soldiers forced Secord's family to let them stay in their house. Secord overheard them planning an attack on the British at a place called Beaver Dams. She traveled 30 kilometers through dangerous forests filled with enemy soldiers to alert the British. Knowing that the attack was coming helped the British to defeat the Americans. For some time, however, a few historians thought the story was partly untrue. This is because documents written at the time of the battle do not mention Secord. The historians also believed the British had already been warned by local allies. However, documents written by the British commander some years later were uncovered in 1959. These documents confirmed that Secord had indeed brought him the information.
Questions. Number 17. Why is Laura Secord famous in Canada? Number 18. Why did a few historians think the story was partly untrue? D. Service animals. Many countries have laws created to help people who use service animals. For example, such animals are permitted into restaurants or onto airplanes. Also, many businesses, such as veterinarians, offer discounts when dealing with service animals. When most people hear the term service animal, they think of trained dogs that guide blind people. Recently, however, the definition has become unclear as more animals are being used to accompany people suffering from severe stress or certain illnesses. The current situation makes it more difficult for business owners to know if an animal is a service animal or just a pet. Because of this problem, experts now believe that some individuals are claiming that their pets are service animals to get benefits from businesses that they do not deserve. Alan Conway of the organization Guide Dog Users of Canada recommends that anyone who falsely claims their pet is a service animal should receive heavy fines.
Questions. Number 19. What is one recent issue regarding service animals? Number 20. What does Alan Conway recommend? E. The Epidaurus Theater. The ancient Epidaurus Theater is built outdoors on the side of a mountain in Greece. It has excellent acoustics, so people sitting up to 60 meters from the stage can hear actors' voices clearly. Researchers long believed that wind direction or the angle of the mountainside helped the sound travel easily. However, researcher Nico de Klerk believes it is the unique materials used to build the Epidaurus Theater that make it special. When ancient people constructed similar-sized theaters elsewhere, the sound was never as good. These ancient theaters used wood for their seating, whereas the Epidaurus Theater used stone, which affects sound very differently from wood. De Klerk discovered that the stone seats absorb lower frequency sounds. Since background noises like wind and footsteps are low frequency, the actors' voices at the Epidaurus Theater can be heard clearly.
Questions. Number 21. What is true about most ancient theaters? Number 22. What did Nico de Klerk learn about the Epidaurus Theater? F. Tiny houses. In the U.S., most local governments have laws stating that a house must be a minimum size. However, a growing number of Americans are choosing to live in so-called tiny houses, which are often less than 40 square meters in area. As tiny houses are often on wheels, the owners register them as vehicles, not houses. Since taxes on houses are expensive, owners of tiny houses have to pay less tax. Obtaining a loan to buy a tiny house can be difficult, however. Banks do not usually give such loans unless a place is legally registered as a house. Despite this, some experts believe tiny houses may become more popular. Many elderly couples have grown children who have left home. For such couples, regular houses are too big and too expensive to maintain, so tiny houses are ideal.
Questions. Number 23. What is one thing we learn about tiny houses? Number 24. Why do some experts think tiny houses will become more common?
Finally, here are the directions for Part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Thank you for calling TuroPal. Please note that new reservations can be made quickly and efficiently on our website. If you would like to make a reservation by phone, press 1 to speak to our booking staff. For cancellations, press 2 and an automated system will process your request. Be sure to have your reservation number handy. For issues concerning charges and billing, press 3. And to sign up to become a TuroPal Gold member, press 4. For other issues, hold the line to speak to a representative. But if the lines are busy, you may need to wait up to 20 minutes.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
This is Professor Williams returning your call. Of course, there are many positive things I could say, but I'm not sure which points relate best to the position. I'm at a conference right now, so reaching me by phone might be difficult. It would make it much easier for me if you could just send more key details regarding the new position, like what your duties would be, for example. If you email those to me, I'll then write up the letter accordingly and send it to you as an attachment as soon as I can.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Basketball season is about to start, and there are teams for every age group. Everyone is accepted, but we require the children to have a tryout so we can put them in the team best suited to their abilities. Practices are on Tuesday evenings and games are on Friday evenings. Another activity is swimming lessons. These are offered every weekend morning. Right now, our group piano lessons are full, but there are private lessons available on weeknights. Also, depending on how old your son is, he may be able to join our junior campers group. The minimum age is 7.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
Cockroaches are not only dirty, but can also damage your home, so it's good you're dealing with this immediately. We sell traps and sprays you can use yourself, but you said you'd rather have us deal directly with the problem. Our experts are available for 1 or 3 day visits, depending on the severity of the problem. 3 day treatment is appropriate if you've found more than 10 cockroaches. Once the problem's taken care of, we offer annual inspection plans starting at $200 a year. It's well worth it to protect the value of your home.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Thank you for calling. All the outdoor animal areas in the Red Wind Wildlife Park are connected by pathways with no steps. The Welcome Center is accessible by a sloped pathway, and the aquarium is equipped with elevators, so these are no problem for wheelchair users. All restrooms are also universally accessible. However, the restaurant by the tiger area has a number of steps at the entrance. We recommend wheelchair users visit the cafe restaurant by the kangaroo zone instead. We hope you both have a wonderful time.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.